Right now, I am proud to welcome back into the studio the boys of Hayseed Dixie, who came on this show, I guess, the first time, about 2.5 years ago.
That's right.
And these are the guys who turned rock and roll into bluegrass, or took rock and roll and turned it bluegrass, first with a bunch of AC/DC songs, and since then, all sorts of things. And their latest album, Kiss My Grass, was a tribute to Gene Simmons and the boys of Kiss. And I saw in the paper today that Gene Simmons was just in town earlier this week, doing some sort of book signing. You guys weren't in town at the same time as he was he?
No, I don't think so. In fact, I've never actually met old Gene. I did hear a radio interview with him where somebody was playing a snippet of our record for him and said, you know, what do you think about that? And he said, well, get royalties off it, so God bless him. I thought, well, at least this man is consistent,
well,
you know?
You know what? That's one of the more important things.
Yeah.
Now, you guys take other people's music and make it your own, and we have this whole controversy now going on about downloading music off the internet and all that sort of stuff. Have you guys run into that problem with your stuff?
Well, you know, yeah. I never thought about it much at first, but I will say this. Our records in particular are the kind of things that people will download, you know, and they email them to their buddies and say, man, you got to hear this and that kind of thing. I'm kind of divided on the issue, honestly, because, I mean, I'm kind of inclined to think that records are a bit overpriced. But, I mean, there's I don't set
except yours, of course, which are reasonably priced.
No, honestly, I don't think that, man. I mean, there was a while back I was walking into some mall, you know, and I saw in some mall store the thing was $18.99. And I was thinking, man, you can buy Titanic for that. I mean, on the website, we sell them a lot cheaper than that, and we sell them cheaper than that at shows, too, you know. But, I mean, we don't have a whole lot of control over what some store decides to sell them for, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, the way I look at it is this, man. I think downloading a song and not buying the record is kind of the difference between liking just one song and liking a band. Because, I mean, people out there, they ain't stupid. They got to know that we make our livings doing this. And ain't none of us driving Ferraris. That's not why we got in this business. I mean, if I wanted to get rich, I'd have been a music business attorney or something. Or I'd stay with the daggum moonshining business. That's pretty lucrative.
Yeah.
I'm serious. But, you know, if they don't buy something from us once in a while, we won't be able to keep on doing this. I'll have to go back to making shine. Dale over there will have to go back to swinging a hammer, and you won't get any more records because we won't be able to afford to do it.
Yep.
So if you like a lot of what we're doing, man, hook us up.
But if they download one song and they like it so much that they say, I got to go see these guys when they're at the Duck Room tonight down
that's
on
cool.
the loop. That works
cool.
out for you?
Yeah, man. You know, I look at it like this. If you download the song and you listen to it twice and you never listen to it again, then, well, you saved yourself some money, you know? It saved you buying a record you'd have never listened to.
Now,
I think that's fine. It's like test driving a car, man. But if you download that thing and you keep on listening and you download the whole album and you copy it for all your friends, come on, man. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, you're stealing from me or nothing like that, because I ain't judgmental that way. My mom didn't raise me to be like that. But you got to know the reality. And the reality is, I mean, if we can't make a living, then we'll have to go do something else.
I understand. Yeah. Everybody okay?
I just dropped the filling out of my tooth.
He was drinking a little this morning, see.
Workman's compensation. You all right? Okay. All right. You know, I know you guys have toured all over the place. Have you played Boise, Idaho?
No. Have any of y'all ever played Boise, Idaho? No.
Any of you?
Boise, Idaho.
You have?
Played Boise.
Here's why I ask. I got an email shortly after the last time you guys were on with me. You know, I take audio from this show, and I put it on my website,
right.
HarrisOnline.com. This guy in Boise, Idaho, has a friend here in St. Louis who listens to the show every day and went to the website and downloaded your appearance on this show and emailed it to his friend in Boise, Idaho, and he really wants you guys to come there so he can go see you.
Okay.
So I can't guarantee we could fill a hall for you in Boise, but I know we could do it here in St. Louis.
Well, we got a link to a couple of our appearances on your show on our website, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, on the hayseed-dixie.com. Yeah, man.
They make some pretty good stuff out of them potatoes. Too.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You know, vodka's originally made out of potatoes, man.
Yeah, just squash it all down and drink it on up.
Well, yeah, anything that's got a little starch or sugar content, you can make liquor out of now.
Yeah?
I know. I've done it.
I'll take your word for it. All right, enough talking. Let's have you play something for me. And in a little while, we're going to play we'll take requests for you. But I want you guys to start off with something, I don't know, Kiss or AC/DC or something off the Mountain Love CD. What do you want to do?
Oh, shucks. Tell you what. Let me give you this, Dale. Let's play him the You Shook Me song. Let me give him the guitar there.
All right.
Mr. Paul, he can hang on.
Oh, that's I get to play the mandolin?
It's expressing a universal human self. Party. For y'all out there, that's me on mandolin. Television.
Wait, that's the intro to some song, isn't it?
Something it's like, been a hard day's night.
Yeah, if I play, it'll be the end of the song forever. All right, so here's Hey Seed Dixie live on the Big 550 KTRS. I say that for those of you listening to this stolen off the internet.
Ever seen, she had the sightless eyes of telling me no lies, knocking me out with them American thighs, taking more than a share, had me fighting for air, told me to come, but I was already there. Lord, the walls was a-shaking, earth was a-quaking, my mind was aching, we was a-making him of you. Shook me all night long. She's a one of a kind, you know, mine all, mine all wanting. No applause, just another cause. Made a meal out of me, come back for more. Had to cool me down, take another round. Now I'm back in the ring to take another swing. And Lord, the walls was a-shaking, earth was a-quaking, my mind was aching. We was a-making, yeah, you shook me all night long. Me all night long, knocking me out. I say to you, shook me all night long. You really took me out of you, shook me all night long. Yeah, you shook me. You really took me.
Dixie live in the studios here on the Paul Harris Show on the Big 550 KTRS. And if it sounded extra special, that's because in addition to the upside down wastebasket being used as your snare drum, we also had a little hi-hat on a Starbucks coffee cup. I believe that's a grande, isn't it?
That's a vente.
That's a vente. Oh, well, that's a different sound than a grande, isn't it? With the guys from Hey Seed Dixie, a.k.a. the Kerosene Brothers in the studio. Here they are as the Kerosene Brothers. This from the album just came out a couple days ago, titled Choose Your Own Title.
Katie Daddy came from California in the pioneering days of 69. Her old man was shot in Johnson City.
So that's the band that'll be opening up for AC/DC tonight. And watch for the very subtle costume change.
Come on,
in between the Kerosene Brothers opening up for Hazy Dixie. And the personnel are remarkably similar. It's almost like a twin thing going on there, or a cloning deal. Anyway, I'm glad to have them back here in the studio. Before we go to the phones, what's with the video?
You know, the record label was wanting to make a video for one of the Kerosene Brothers songs, right?
Uh-huh.
And I've laid down on the tracks with them and said, you're not going to have us standing out in some field full of daisies with our guitars unplugged, lip-syncing along with the daggum song. What is that?
Uh-huh.
So I said, why don't you just send a crew out to, like, tape a couple of our shows and just follow us around while we do what we do, you mm-hmm. know? And now
they won't stop. They're with you all the time. They videotape everything you do.
They just keep showing up every day. So, you know, we wonder if we hired the right guys, if they don't have to. But hey,
look, this worked out for Ozzy Osbourne. So if it works out for you guys, what the heck?
Go for it. Yeah, it did work out okay for him. Then, of course, now there's a lot of stuff that goes on in that show I wouldn't have told if it was me.
I think we all could go with that. Yeah. Let's go to the phones.
That's true. If they come down tonight, they have a chance of getting in the video.
So if you're at the Duck Room tonight, wear something that could look good on MTV or CMT or wherever this is going to end up.
Tie-dye.
They like tie-dye or nothing.
Overalls that you can take off easily.
That's particularly for the guys. That's for the guys listening in, right?
No, of course not. Oh, man, love. Here, what you talking about?
Let me go to the phones here. We have a request for the boys of Hayseed Dixie from Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Paul? How you doing, guys?
They're doing great.
Great. Jethro Tull?
Jethro Tull.
Can you guys do a Jethro Tull song?
We ain't never worked one up. In the shuffling madness, locomotive breath. I don't remember the rest of the words. Well, I think we're gonna screw it up. I don't know.
How we
eat it. That's kind of it, right?
That's not bad, was it, Chris?
That was excellent.
On a train and one time going only two slow down. Yeah, that's a cool tune. We ought to work that up.
Heavy metal band of the year.
Yeah. Heavy metal band of the year. Wasn't that the greatest Grammy ever given when they gave Jethro Tull that album?
That 94.
All right, Chris, hang on. We're going to give you a copy of both their CDs autographed by the boys. I got a guy named Carl who has a request for you. You're on the Big 550, Carl.
Hey, Paulie, guys.
Hi.
You guys are awesome.
Well, man, thanks.
I'm going through withdrawal. Just saw Kiss and Aerosmith at the UMB last week, and I'd like to hear a little more Kiss. Maybe some Detroit Rock City.
Well, it's on our Kiss My Grass record. But we can play some of it.
That would be great.
You want to do some of that for him?
Well, sure, man.
Do we have to change instrumentation here again? Cool. Hold on a second.
No, see, the thing is,
passing stuff back and forth. The guitar goes over here.
You got to understand, the Deacon Del Reno there is a multi-talented man and cannot be chained to just one instrument or a woman. So I'm handing him the guitar and then picking up the fiddles. What's going on?
He tried that chain to a woman thing once, and the law didn't like that, did they?
Kind of had a wife once.
Uh-huh.
Her husband came and got her.
All right, so this is be as if you were listening to the Kiss My Grass album with a lot of people around you, and they were performing it while you were listening to it. This is Hayseed Dixie on the Big 550.
So one, two, three, four. It's 9 o'clock and the radio's my only line. I hear my song and it pulls me through. Lord, it comes so strong, tells me what I got to do. And I got to get up. Everybody gonna move their feet and get down. Everybody gonna leave their seat. 'Cause you gotta lose your mind in Detroit.
right shit. Get up, everybody gonna move their feet. Get down, everybody gonna leave their seat. It's getting late, I just can't wait. Well, it's 10 o'clock, and you know I gotta hit the road. First I drink, and then I smoke. Start the car, try to make the midnight show, and it goes. Get up, everybody gonna move their feet. Get down, everybody gonna leave their seat. This is the part during the show where, on the stage, I get the opportunity to drink a little. Still moving much too slow. Whoa. I feel so good, I'm so alive. So alive, hear my song playing on the radio. And it goes, get up, everybody gonna move their feet. Get down, everybody gonna leave their seat. This is the point where the Deacon Dale Reno impresses the lady of the night with a sexy solo. I try to steal it from him.
Hey, see Dixie live here with some Detroit Rock City. Well, we know it's not a baseball city, but it is a rock city, that's for sure. And they'll be live down at the Duck Room on Del Mar in Blueberry Hill tonight. Show starts, 9:30, 10 o'clock
or
so?
I think. It might be 9. They might want to call the club mask. I think it's 9.
All right. Well, get down there anyway. Get there early, have dinner, whatever, and go see these guys. The Kerosene Brothers, their alter egos, will open up the show. And that CD is called Choose Your Own Title, and it has Don and Dale's sister on the cover in a bathtub full of cherries. That's an interesting photo for a family member. And then the rest of the guys are there as well for the second half of the show, which is Hayseed Dixie, and they'll just rock the place. And if you've never seen them, go down and see them there tonight. And if you want them online, it's hayseed-dixie.com. And is there anything else that you'd be promoting for you guys?
I don't know. Actually, the way we're going to do it is the Kerosene Brothers are going to close the show.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Hayseed's opening it. Whoa, so Kerosene's getting big now. Well, they got a video crew and everything. Wow.
We're afraid of them.
You're afraid of them.
We're really scared of them. They basically said that they weren't going to follow anybody.
So. Well, you know what?
That's a better label, too. Yeah, that's
that's how some bands can be. I understand. I'm all out of time here, guys, but it's great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Always a pleasure having Hayseed Dixie and the Kerosene Brothers in the studio.